Hey guys, welcome to the Only for the Family podcast, the number one Afrobeats podcast in the world. I'm your humble host, Young, and I've missed you guys. So, while I was away, you guys won't believe it, I was part of the groomsman in a wedding. I don't know if you have watched this movie, Kingsman. So, me, I was part of the groomsman in the wedding. Wait, that joke is dumb. Anyways, I was one of the official men in suits at the wedding, and it was crazy. So before I get to the groomsman thing, I know people have been, off and on, you know. People have been like, oh, yo, where are you, blah, blah, blah. I've just appeared and disappeared. But I've actually been really busy. I've been rounding up with my thesis and all that, you know, that stuff and hustling. Normally, I guess get to that bag. But now I think I'm back to recording. So I really missed, obviously, I'm not big. I'm not on any charts or anything. And I just have a small community, so I really missed my small, how many listeners I used to get per episode. So you guys, shout out to you guys, man. You guys are amazing. I see my stuff keeps going up, and it's mad. Thank you. I miss putting stuff out. I miss telling stories. You know, I miss recording. And I said, I'm not big. I'm not on any charts. But the artist I am managing, who is Akin, is on the charts. Bam, see that mad plug there. So I really like music, obviously. I really like the business, and a couple of guys were working together. We started a company. The name of the company is Late Night Vibes. So it's Late LVTE, Late Night Vibes. Managing this artist called Who Is Akin, and you know, Who Is Akin is very big. You know, he's the shit. He's signed to Mr. Easy's Empower. So please check him out. Who Is Akin? Yeah, and that plug was Marjo. So, anyways. Yeah, this little community, I just feel calm here, you know, I just talk shit, like whatever. So I miss putting stuff out, and it's been in my mind constantly, is like, bro, you have to put stuff out, do you understand? But like, I haven't had chance. So anyways, now I'm back. Where's my rice? Where's my cake? Where's the shayu and everything? So anyways, back to the wedding. So I was groomsman, and it was crazy because I didn't even expect it. Like, my mom was like, come to Milan for someone's wedding, and like, it's a family friend, so I know her, and like, it's cool, blah, 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 I want to go to her wedding. So I was just going to help her with something. I knew it was something important I was going to help her with, right? And that was it. And then, like, let's say some days to the wedding date, they send the soft copy of like the pamphlet, the wedding pee. So the picture comes, and then they send it to my mom. So the picture comes, and then she just like bursts into this big ass laughter. And she just calls me, because she said it before. She was like, bro, I said this thing is going to happen. And funny, actually happened like that. So I came through, and she called me, and then she showed me the paper now. And I saw the soft copy. And then I saw groomsman, and I saw my name on that as the first name. I was like, ah. I was like, wait till they stop. So that's how I like literally just became groomsman without my notice and anything. In fact, they didn't even call me to tell me, you get. But anyways, I knew the woman. I didn't know the guy. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, it's going to be a vibe. But like, then I was also like, because I'm literally meeting this man, a random guy, on the first day, and the first day I'm meeting him is on the day of his wedding. So like, just that thought alone, like, just stressed me out. So anyways, I got to the wedding day, blah, blah, blah. I dressed in my suit. So as I went there, you know, I looked good, blah, blah, blah. I stepped out. I saw the other groomsmen. I was like, okay, cool. Then someone, I hadn't seen the groom yet. Someone now was like, oh, yo, there's someone in the car that wants to talk to you. I was like, okay. So, you know, the couple, they have to like stay in the car, blah, blah, blah. But they come out when they want to like march with like the flower girl and all those stuff, sha. So they were now like, oh, somebody's calling me. And it was one tinted car, like a Jeep. We were just chilling in the back seat. Then as I got closer, he now wind down. He was like, oh, what's up? I heard you're one of the groomsmen, blah, blah, blah. That he got everyone ties. So now gave me a tie, like it was a purple bow tie. It was chill. Then he was now like, oh, yo, did anyone tell me about the color of the suit? Because I wore like a jean kind of suit. It was cool. It was dope. So he was now like, oh, did anyone tell me about the suit color? I was like, no. I was not like, oh, the dress code is a black suit. I was not like, I said, I was like, oh, this nigga, are you fucking stupid? Like, why are you telling me, bro? Like, can you not see I'm not wearing black? Like, bro, do you want to make me nervous or something? But anyways, he now said the dress code is a black suit. And not me, it's even been a while since I've cared about suits, like, since, like, 2019, when we had to, like, care so much about, like, what we're wearing and, like, our Dr. Martens and all those. Like, bro, it was so stressful. Then, because you have to look dapper, I have to, like, retain your personality. I have to, like, have this, there was this awkward cool that was going on. There was this weird model, well, this weird cool vibe with these Ortega movements, and people would just like fall sort of and take pictures like that. Like, it was just very weird, all these weird ass poses. Then, like, it's been a long time, so now I'm like, bro, like, what do you like? I don't understand. We're not even supposed to be wearing suits like that every day in this country. Like, have you been outside? Have you been outside? It's so hot, bro. This is not London. If it's London, suits, trench coats, okay, whatever. But Lagos is too hot. So, anyways, he said the groom's the suit color was black, and I was wearing my jean blue suit, and it was three piece. Like, this guy whined me that day. I swear, I look good, bro. But this guy whined. Anyways, I went back. People are now saying that, yo, I look good, blah blah blah. Just complimenting me, this one, that one, that, okay, this, that. And I was not, they're not like saying something about me looking, but like, I'm still the bride. Yeah, I'm still the bride, but like, all those dumbass jokes. Anyways, yeah, back to the wedding shower. The wedding was good because everybody was looking at me basically because I drove this like white Jeep. And the bride was in the back seat, right? So obviously everybody's looking at the bride, everybody's looking at the car. So as I step out with my soft suit that this man was wearing, and I step out, everybody, I'll go help out with the door and all that with that long ass gown. So yeah, it was okay. I look good and I got attention from like everybody, like women, men, babes, whatever. So, anyways, glad to be back to recording an episode for you guys. I think I'm going to end the episode here. So, I just wanted to tell you about this weird thing that happened to me. And the rest of the thing was fine. The rest of the wedding was fine. There was a vibe. People were just catching a cruise. Like, the music was dope. Everything was dope, actually. So, anyways, today's episode is going to be short because I'm packing all the best content for next week's episode. Don't forget, this is the only for the family podcast, number one Afrobeats podcast in the world. So please share online, share with your friends if you like it. If you like my cruise, if you like my stories, even if you hate it, send it to your Twitter groups so they can bash me very well. I need to be humbled. Anyways, I'm still your humble, gracious host, Young. This is the only for the family podcast. Peace out, nigga.